Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was written by Antonio Vivaldi, an aria from In Turbato Mare Irato, one of a long list of sacred works that Vivaldi composed. In today's podcast, we'll look at the latest volume in an ongoing series of Naxos recordings dedicated to his sacred music, all performed by Canada's Aradia Ensemble and Chorus under the direction of Kevin Mallon. More in a minute, but first here's a bit more of that aria with soprano Claire de Sévigné. Antonio Vivaldi was born in Venice in 1678, which was apparently the same year that Robert de La Salle began exploring the Great Lakes in North America. To each their own kind of adventure, I guess. Vivaldi began studying music with his father, who was a great violinist, and taught him to play the violin. The son, Antonio, went on to become one of the best violinists in Europe. But starting at the age of 15, he also began training to become a priest. In 1703, he was ordained, which, taken together with his red hair, led to his nickname Il Prete Rosso, the Red Priest. It was also in 1703 that he took a job as violin teacher at a girls' orphanage in Venice, and it was there that he worked for most of his career. And he wrote a great deal of his music for the orchestra and choir at the orphanage. Imagine for a minute having Antonio Vivaldi composing for your school orchestra. Here is an Exit to Israel with the Aradia Ensemble and Chorus.
Fugit, et fugit, tot amis cum versus is refrain.
Much of Vivaldi's vocal music was written for the soloists and choir at the Pietà, as the orphanage was called. It was an all-female choir, which is why so much of his vocal music was written for women. Like most composers, he wrote for the musicians at hand. In the music on the CD, Vivaldi uses two very different kinds of solo voices, the high, clear sounds of the soprano and the much darker hues of the mezzo-soprano. And for each voice, he creates a very different emotional world. From his Vestro Principi Divino, here is mezzo-soprano Maria Skoulas with Prata Viretta. Antonio Vivaldi was a prolific composer, to say the least. He wrote hundreds, literally hundreds of concertos, though he's probably most widely known for one piece, The Four Seasons. But he was equally prolific as an opera composer. He wrote at least 50 operas that we know of, but there are likely many more of his operas waiting to be rediscovered or that were, well, the music was simply lost. And in some ways, it's in his vocal writing that his gifts are most fully realized. Vivaldi had a natural sense of melody and a strong sense of drama, which was great for his operas, but it also helped inform his sacred music in a way that, well, makes it at times sound almost operatic. Here is mezzo-soprano Maria Skoulas again with an aria from Invicti Bellate. Oh, The stories of the Aradia Ensemble and Kevin Mallon are inextricably linked, though Kevin Mallon definitely came first. He grew up in Belfast, Northern Ireland, went on to move to Manchester to study at Chatham School of Music, where he sang, played the violin, and I believe it was there he first tried his hand at conducting. He eventually became the leader of the Irish Baroque Orchestra and went on to become concertmaster of Le Concert Spirituel and of Les Arts Florissants in Paris, and performed all over the world. In 1993, he moved to Canada, where he took up positions at both the University of Toronto and the Tafel Music Orchestra. In 1996, he decided to form his own group, and that group is the Aradia Ensemble. Since then, several things have happened, or have at least happened over time. The Aradia Ensemble has gone on to make dozens of recordings for Naxos, including the music you're listening to today. And Kevin Mallon has become one of the busiest people in music. He conducts the Aradia Ensemble, as well as the 13 Strings of Ottawa, but he also guest conducts all over North America and Europe. Here is the Aradia Ensemble and Chorus with Laudatus Sum. Pope Francis was in New York recently, to the great excitement of everyone in the city, or so it seemed. People waited for hours just to get a glimpse of him, and a lucky few people actually got to meet him. So consider for a minute Antonio Vivaldi. Mr. Vivaldi was invited to play his violin for the Pope. Not once, but twice. The funny thing is, after his death, his music was largely forgotten for almost two centuries, and much of his music, or at least some of it, was apparently lost. Then in the mid-20th century, he was rediscovered due to several events. In 1930, the Turin National Library acquired a huge collection of Vivaldi manuscripts, and then in 1939, the city of Siena, also in Italy, held a Vivaldi Week, during which many of these newly discovered works were performed. And it seems that people then, as now, found Vivaldi's music irresistible.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Sacred Music by Antonio Vivaldi, known in his day as the Red Priest. All from a new recording featuring Toronto's Aradia Ensemble and Chorus and soloists Claire de Sevigny and Maria Soulis, under the direction of Kevin Mallon. This is a new release. It's volume 4 of Naxos's ongoing series exploring the sacred music of Antonio Vivaldi, Naxos catalog number 8.573324. That's all for now. I'll leave you with the final alleluia of O Chi Cieli. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.